It is just past 6 p.m. in Washington, D.C. This is Press TV's World News. The Iraqi Prime Minister denounces a planned independence referendum in the country's semi-autonomous Kurdish region as unconstitutional.
We consider at its core this referendum to be unconstitutional. This is the Iraqi government's position. It is unconstitutional. Everyone is a part of this country. And you won't find in the world secession or something like that without a national agreement.
Haider al-Abadi added that Kurdish authorities in favor of independence are not considering the consequences of their actions. Abadi says this is tantamount to deceiving the electorate. He also slammed plans for the separation of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk from Iraq. Pro-independence Kurds are determined to hold the referendum on September 25th, irrespective of all objections. The decision has led to tension with the central government in Baghdad, as well as with neighboring states. Critics also say the vote is untimely at a time when the region is fighting terrorists and may lead to further instability. To discuss this further, we're now joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, who is managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now by Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, what do you make of this independence referendum?
Well, it's very sad to be happening at this time, and it's really putting the Iraqi Kurds in a very bad light, not only in their own country, but in the world, because the country is still involved in a war on terrorism. And what they seem to be doing is taking advantage of this when the army is busy fighting on multiple fronts. The country's endured tremendous devastation in terms of loss, civilian losses, military losses, and huge economic losses. And now, on top of all that, the Kurds are basically saying, well, we don't care anything about that. We only care about what we want. And unfortunately, the driving thing behind this is that once they have a referendum and they try to go independent, it basically means they get to keep 100% of their oil. And this is what the whole game is. They don't want to do any sharing with the rest of the country in Baghdad. And they have places like Qatar and the UAE and whatever, where those small populations with a large oil output, everybody can live like sheikhs. So they could claim nationalism here, but Kirkuk especially is a mixed state. You've got Arabs and you've got Turkmen there, and they all seem to be backing this for financial reasons, that we can keep all the money ourselves. We'll all have free this and free that by keeping oil, all of our oil revenues. And the rest of the country who fought to defeat Daesh, they can go to Hades.
And so, Mr. Dean, where do you think this will all end up at this point? Obviously, this is a non-binding referendum, from what I've understood, but nevertheless, it will have an impact, will it not, on the future of Iraq?
It will, and I'm hoping that they're doing this just as a show of force, to show how much support that they really have, and to go into negotiations with Baghdad. I'm hoping that this is all just a big show to try to increase the sharing arrangement that they have with Baghdad. Because at the end of the day, the Turks could decide that they're not going to allow, take any exports of oil from Kirkuk through their pipeline. Baghdad could say they'll stop moving their oil down, so they could actually hurt their revenues quite a bit in terms of punishment, which would be much better than the worst scenario, which would be a civil war to basically take down the government in these areas that are having what they consider to be a rebellion against the country.
Okay, Mr. Dean, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.